This is Todd Hockenberry with
Dan Tyer.
And welcome to Inbound to Grow, a podcast for leaders who want to grow better and become inbound organizations. Our goal for this podcast is to share the latest ideas, strategies, and real-life stories that will help your business grow. We want to help you create an amazing company culture, develop effective business strategies, and deliver outstanding customer experiences. In other words, to be more inbound. Check out Inbound to Grow, that's inbound2grow.com for the show notes and other helpful info, including all of our social media and contact information. This is episode 112, and Dan, NPS, what is it and when should you use it?
Oh, baby, I love talking about NPS. Super, super fun, right? Todd, how often are you out at a customer or prospect? And you talk with them and you say, all right, what's your competitive advantage or what's your special sauce? And they say, Todd, we have great customer service.
Now, they all say that.
Like everyone, right? Have you ever said, heard somebody say we have horrible customer service?
No.
Exactly. However, right, they can't really define it. They don't really have data or facts. Many times it's like flat out wrong. Right, it's influenced by their own personal experience of talking to good fit customers rather than talking to like everybody. And guess what? Right, unless you can measure something in 2018, right, it doesn't really fall into the category of facts. All right, so let's get to the fundamentals of what NPS is. NPS stands for Net Promoter Score, and it's an index that ramps from 0 to 10 and measures the willingness of customers or employees to recommend a company's products or services to others. It's used as a proxy for gauging the customer's overall satisfaction with a company's product or service and the customer's loyalty to the brand or employee's loyalty to the company. It's also used to measure the effectiveness of an event, presentation, a campaign, or initiative. And it's designed to test if somebody likes a brand enough that they would recommend it to others. In other words, is the person just satisfied with the company or are they willing to invest by telling others about the brand so the person is effectively marketing the company's services? And remember, the whole inbound revolution is about leveraging the customer experience. The whole idea of utilizing your customer base as your best salespeople, right, lends itself to making sure that you've got very happy customers. In an inbound world, right, your customers have to be your best salespeople. Why? Because that's the way people buy today, right? They're influenced by what other people say, especially people who've recently gone through the process. And they're either going to do it with your prompting or they're going to do it on a review site, on social media, and in the back channels, right? And guess what? People will find out. So NPS allows you to cut through your own individual kind of perspective. It allows you to get verifiable data. It allows you to show a level of improvement. It allows you to measure, right, what you need to put the meat behind we have great customer service. Now, Todd, how do you determine your NPS score for a company or an initiative?
Well, you would ask a question, and it's typically formulated something like this. How likely is it that you would recommend our organization to a friend or a colleague? Now, that could also be reformulated to apply to a presentation. How likely would you be to recommend this presentation to a friend or a colleague? And then they rank that on a scale from 0 to 10. And then the only follow-up question to that is you ask why. And the reason that this structured that way, there's a bunch of reasons why, but the reality is people, like you said, Dan, people don't have time to do long surveys. They don't want to do it, right? So this is a quick way to get measurable data about their whether they'll recommend you or not. And remember, in the inbound world, again, your customers are your best marketers and your best salespeople when they're rating, reviewing, sharing, recommending. So this gives you an actual measure to say, give you a sense whether you actually delivering at a level where they would recommend it to somebody else, which is their highest compliment, not necessarily, oh, well, I like you or I like your service. And it is also, again, the best way to tie correlation to whether they're going to repeat and sell or buy other services and keep working with you, right? It correlates with staying your customer, keeping them as your customer. Same thing goes for employees or fans, if it's a presentation, or again, as we'll see, even internally within a company, whether it's an initiative or with supervisors and bosses and employees. So once you ask that question, then some math here, guys, sorry, you measure NPS by then averaging those total scores across the entire survey, and then you subtract the percentage of detractors from the percentage of promoters. So you scale, you create a number of on a scale that the customer chooses, and then based on what they pick, they're put into a category of detractor, passives, or promoters, right? So 0 to 6 is a detractor, 7 to 8 is a passive, 9 to 10 is a promoter. So then you get your score by averaging across all of them, and then you subtract the percentage of detractors from the number of promoters, and that gives you your net. That's where the net comes from, the net promoter score, right? So if you have, for example, if you have 70% of the people you survey are promoters and 10% are detractors, which means then 20% are passives, your NPS score would be 60, which would be 70% promoters minus 10% detractors. So again, this isn't a percentage, though. It's just a raw number, right? So it's not necessarily a percentage of that says 60%. It's just not reported that way. It's just a number, right? So a lot of people say, you know, that's too easy, right? They are used to seeing kind of SurveyMonkey 50 questions. This is only going to take you 10 minutes to do kind of thing. And then they get that data and they're used to that, right? But again, who wants to do that? You know, the only people that really are going to do that are the people that love you or the people that hate you. You kind of miss the big middle, and you definitely don't get very high returns. Again, we see a high percentage of completion for these forms when we use them at events or internally. So not only do you get better data, you get more data, and it's across the entire range of people in that are being affected by you, whether it's as a customer, employee, or a presentation. So, okay, Dan, so that's a little bit of, you know, kind of what it is, and we went through our math there, so no more math today. So
I don't think it's really a new concept. NPS has been around for a while, but I'm starting to see it applied to more traditional industries.
Yeah.
Right. And for me, it's a super litmus test, right? I want to make sure that people understand, right, that I don't want to take their word for it, especially entrepreneurs, right? All the entrepreneurs we talk to, Todd, they're like all super like positive, right? They're all like, no, we ain't got great customer satisfaction. I don't want to listen and hear it from them. What I want is the data and the facts. Right. And I like the fact that it's simple. Oh, wait a second. We're not at Dan's rant yet, are we? Can I do my rant early?
We rant all the time. It's okay.
Okay. That's true. It's a perfect, you said it. It's a perfect way for today's busy consumer, right? If somebody sends me one of these, 10-minute surveys, are you kidding me? 10 minutes today, right? I rolled my eyes in 1984 when you asked for 10 minutes, right? And if you offer me, like, we were talking about this on the subway. Todd and I were on the subway this week. The subway in New York City, coming in from Brooklyn into New York City. What were you doing, Todd?
We were recording our audiobook.
So exciting. Yeah. So the Inbound organization will be out on audio. I'm not quite sure, but through a variety of different audio channels, right, shortly. And Todd and I had the really pleasure of going into a sound studio in New York City and reviewing it. And we were laughing about somebody who had sent us a survey where they offered like $50 if we filled it out. And you're like, you really think they gave out the $50? I'm like,
yeah, they never do. I think it's a bunch of BS. They don't give that away. Nobody gets, if anybody on this list listening to this has ever gotten that $50 gift certificate, I want you to tell me, send me an email or reach out to me on social media, and I will send you a free copy of the book if you actually have, somebody's ever won one of those.
All right. So I just did one for a major car manufacturer, and I'm like walking through and working on all of the questions that they ask me. And there's a lot. And they're like very similar questions, and they're super dopey, right? From a scale of 1 to 10, and there's overlap. And I realized that in like 2005, you ask multiple questions multiple times, so you like reduce the statistical bias. Well, guess what? It's not about your statistical bias anymore. It's about me, right? And I like three questions. I just did the HubSpot employee NPS, eNPS. Our chief people officer, Katie Burke, She's always sending out topical emails saying, fill this out, right? And super easy. Two questions, boom. And then why did you answer that question? And if you'd like, there is some additional information. So they like to cut the data based on division, years, gender, variety of different things, which I'm perfectly okay with like updating. If you don't want to add that level of detail, you don't have to. Right. And you can file it anonymously. The most important thing is people are giving their feedback, because in today's environment, right, employees want to feel like completely engaged, and they want an opportunity to like voice their thoughts and ideas. And then J.D. Sherman, the CEO of HubSpot, put up our customer NPS, right, which we view and search out on a monthly, quarterly basis for a subset of everyone, and showed the implications to our NPS based on new product shipments in 2018. And so all employees, right, this is a company meeting. This is part of the inbound operating system, is focused on understanding the data, right, behind an employee NPS or an NPS, right? And then all of the information, right, this is super impactful, is posted on the wiki, right? The wiki is your public bulletin board, excuse me, your internal bulletin board, right? But everybody in the organization can see it, right? And everyone in the organization can see all of the anonymous comments, right? So people can have their own evaluation takeaways and updates. Right. So I didn't feel like they were imposing. I felt like very gratified to fill that out. I'm very interested in understanding and tracking how we HubSpot tangibly improves our NPS at every step of the way. And I just think that it's a great way of updating the data and the facts for all modern companies. Now, Todd, why do you like NPS?
Well, I like it because you can create a benchmark against other companies in your industry. Typically right now we see mostly kind of consumer B2C companies are doing this. In my world, in the industrial manufacturing B2B world, not so common, but again, it still does give you an objective measure to compare yourself against other companies. And then it gives you something to evaluate internally, looking at, again, presentations, initiatives, or even on an ENPS, talking about how employees view their leadership. And again, it's in the world we live in, it's actually starting to bring some quantitative measure to something that is more managed against feelings or the impression of, or I think, or I feel like you say, like you mentioned customer service. Oh, we're good at customer service. Well, what does that mean? It's a big difference to say we're good at customer service versus, you know, we have an 80 NPS score for our existing customers, right? Those are two very, very different things. So the NPS gives you this kind of benchmark and this quantitative measure you can use. So it's also a really good gauge of loyalty, because again, recommending a company in today's day and age, rating you highly, giving you 5 stars, is the best test of loyalty. Not whether somebody says I'm going to buy again, or yes, I'm happy, or yes, I'm satisfied, but I am going to recommend you to someone else. It's a better measure.
Yeah, it's qualitative. You're always ranting to me saying, Tyre, we need the math. Right. I know we don't like our listeners to do a lot of math, but we want them to understand math is the only thing that matters. An inbound organization has to have the data. They have to be measuring this on a regular basis. Right. It's too like squishy to say we want to improve customer service. We want to move our NPS from a 25 to a 50. And just like you said, you can find the average benchmark NPS for virtually every vertical market. And your goal as an industry leader is to lead the industry in your benchmark NPS, right? Your employee NPS for your culture, your NPS for your customers. If you do that, there's this great correlation, right, to people who actually measure and improve to the sustainability, profitability, and revenue growth of American companies.
Exactly. A couple other key points for NPS. You get automated feedback. If you use some basic tools, you can get some quick feedback, you don't have to wait till things are kind of correlated or go through a statistician, or you can just get really quick feedback. If you're using NPS internally, it's a really great measure for again, like you talk about, with an operating system, as part of the operating system to develop a good inbound culture. It gives you a really powerful listening device and an early warning system for potential issues that are popping up in your culture or in your or with teams. It gives you a measure of employee alignment with mission and culture. If you're saying one thing, this is our mission and our culture, but you're doing another, and ENPS scores are going to surface that. You can use ENPS to measure the effectiveness of your M spots, whether you've clearly outlined what your strategies and plans are. It's a great accountability tool for leaders. It keeps leaders focused, and they can compare against one department to department, but also over time, whether the leaders are being more effective. It's a great outlet for employees that have legitimate beefs with management or with the team. It's a positive way to express those. And it's also a pride measure internally. You can, I've heard HubSpot people bragging, and I've heard other people bragging about how well their presentation was ranked in an NPS score. So again, it could be kind of a competitive pride in a positive way kind of thing. But the reality is an NPS really just, wherever you use it, gives you an opportunity to create action and then build trust. So you can see what's going on and then take action. And by doing that, you're going to build trust and reinforce that culture.
Ooh, I like trust. Okay, you want to get me started on a rant. Can I do another rant? Measurable trust, right? Everybody, like, we're a trusting culture, that kind of stuff. NPS will prove it. Right. I want the data and the facts. You show me that your customers are willing to vote you. And what is a good NPS, Todd?
A good NPS is for a company-wide one is going to be between 50 and 80. And I just saw a survey, Dan. What do you think the average NPS is for American companies?
It's not 50 or 80, that's for sure.
It's around 10.
No way.
So it's around 10. So the average American company right now that measures NPS has only a 10% or 10 more net promoters and brand loyalists than they do negative people that are going to be detractors, right? So that's not a very big swing. That's not a very big difference, right? That's what you're shooting for. You want this big 50 to 80 difference between the promoters and the detractors, right? And most are about 10. So that means most companies are just, they have some detractors and they've got about the same amount or maybe a few extra promoters, but that's not enough, right? You've got to have a high number.
That meh doesn't work in 2018. That's my quote of the day. Meh doesn't work. And if you're meh, right? If you're not measuring, you're meh, all right? So I don't know if that works on a slide, but that's the way I feel.
I might have to brand that, Dan. Measure your meh. Yeah. NPS.
Yeah, I like that. You're the everyone wants to grow, but no one wants to change kind of guy. Right? You're famous for that. We're on the subway in New York. People are like, hey, aren't you Todd Hockenberry? It's amazing. All right, you got three takeaways. Then we get out of here. Three takeaways.
All right. Start with your NPS. Start using NPS with your customers. Then number two, start using it internally, asking your employees for some high-level feedback around leadership, management, kind of strategy. And then you also can start to use it to judge presentations, campaigns, and other initiatives. This is a subject to study. There's lots of articles out there about it. There's lots of scholarly articles and details and examples of people using it. It's not complicated, but it's really powerful. So measure your meh. Use NPS. All right. So check out inboundtogrow.com. If you like it, if you like the podcast, go to iTunes. Please give us a review and tell us give us a high NPS score. Maybe we should do an NPS score for the podcast.
See that? What do you think? Always thinking. Maybe, I like that.
Always thinking. Yeah. So our next episode's titled, What is an Inbound Strategy? Which is one of my favorite topics. And I'm Todd Hockenberry of Top Line Results.
Dan Tyre from HubSpot.
We want to thank you for listening. Remember, to do inbound, you must be inbound.